It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story... Jazz star Donovan Mitchell had to be helped off the court during today's game against the Indiana Pacers. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the very latest.
The Utah Jazz confirmed guard Donovan Mitchell sprained his right ankle during today's home game. He left during the third quarter with the help of teammates and didn't return. After the game, teammate Mike Conley says Mitchell's frustrated, but he's still in good spirits.
You know, he's making jokes, so, you know, he's still same old Don, so I think he'll be fine.
Rudy Gobert apparently said something similar. It's unclear the severity of the sprain, but Conley says the team's training staff is one of the best in the league.
They'll make sure he's in great hands and take care of him the best they can.
Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The Jazz beat the Pacers this afternoon, but it kind of seems secondary. And Donovan's injury comes the same day an NBA legend bought a chunk of the team.
Wade with a steal, with two. Wade puts it up for the win. Yes! Oh! He did it! Dwayne Wade with the steal.
In Wade's greatest moment, his second greatest moment came this morning with the announcement he's bought a minority stake of the Utah Jazz. The team's coaching staff believes he'll be a great addition to the club. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
In a statement, Dwayne Wade said partnering with majority owner Ryan Smith was the perfect fit. He says, quote, not only is this group focused on building a championship franchise, they are also committed to using their platform to do good and actively create a more inclusive, equitable world, end quote. Head coach Quinn Snyder says, this is an exciting move, since Wade not only has a lot of business acumen, but being a former player, he has a unique understanding of what the players are going through.
Wade says this partnership, quote, goes beyond my wildest dreams of playing basketball, and I hope to inspire the next generation of dreamers. KSL's top national story, the identity of the gunman who shot up a FedEx warehouse, leaving eight dead in Indianapolis.
19-year-old Brandon Hole. FedEx officials have confirmed that Mr. Hole was a former employee at the facility, and he was last employed in 2020.
Indianapolis Police Department Deputy Chief Craig McCart says the suspect was using a rifle. It's unclear what kind. Police say the suspect had a gun that was seized by authorities last year, a day after a shootout at the San Antonio airport. That city is grappling with another incident this morning after a pickup truck was pulled over by police. The driver opened fire. Officers pulled back and pulled weapons.
He retreated backward, returning fire. Inside the vehicle, the passenger and the driver were both shot. They are both deceased, and the third passenger was transported to the hospital.
That's the police chief in San Antonio. The officers are fine, and they're being hailed for taking quick action. After a string of high-profile police shootings, the White House is calling on Congress to pass some new laws. Laws the White House says could have prevented those shootings. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act would hold police accountable and end racial profiling.
The president is eager to sign the George Floyd Act into law, eager to sign a police reform bill into law.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki saying the president's pushing reluctant Republicans to vote for the bill he says will help end a string of deadly police shootings of unarmed black Americans. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A Roy man is now charged with murder in a bizarre case we told you about earlier this week. 48-year-old Daniel Johnson is accused of shooting and killing his friend. It was a dispute over money. 38-year-old Steve Bailey's body was found later. Charging documents say Johnson dumped his friend's body in a secluded area where it was discovered by a passerby on Tuesday. As the Biden administration turns up the heat for gun control, a new Quinnipiac poll shows an overwhelming amount of support for background checks on all gun purchases.
The new Quinnipiac poll claims 9 in 10 Americans support requiring background checks for all gun buyers. The support is also high among Republicans, 84% in favor. As far as other gun control measures, the poll claims only about half of Americans, or 54%, say they support stricter gun laws in the U.S., with 52% of those polled supporting a nationwide ban on the sale of assault weapons. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
A self-described member of the Oath Keepers militia group has pleaded guilty today to his role in the Capitol riot. ABC's Aaron Katursky with details.
John Schaefer joined the pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol and was among the rioters who sprayed police officers with bear spray. As part of his plea agreement, Schaefer will be released from custody, but he must fully cooperate with federal prosecutors as they build their cases against more than 400 other defendants. Schaefer is the first rioter to plead guilty. He faces up to 4 years in prison when he's sentenced in a couple of months.
Prosecutors say Schaefer admitted to being among the first people to push their way into the Capitol building January the 6th. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
We have a KSL traffic trooper giving us a heads up of a new accident near the intersection of Harrison Boulevard and 26th Street in Ogden, and it is causing some slowdowns. But where I'm seeing some big backups starting to really stack up quickly, it's due to a crash with possible injuries westbound I-80 at State Street. Two right lanes are blocked, and delays are already backing past 7th East. And slow down southbound I-15 Murray to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. Utah's entire congressional delegation is calling a political cartoon critical of Congressman Burgess Owens repugnant. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports the cartoon compared comments Owens made about people coming in from the border to the messages of the KKK.
The cartoon depicts Owens and the KKK members 40 years apart, but both.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.